You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 177, Sola Scriptura and 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Today's challenge: the Bible teaches Sola Scriptura. It says all Scripture, in Greek, pasa graphe, is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Today's defense: there are multiple problems with this challenge. First, pasa graphe would ordinarily be translated every scripture. Pasa generally means every rather than all before a singular noun like graphe. Every scripture would be a reference to each individual book of scripture. Further, in the Bible, the word scripture, singular, refers to an individual book or passage. The inspired books as a whole are the scriptures, plural, not scripture. But Paul couldn't mean that each individual book is sufficient for doctrine. Otherwise, you could do theology by Genesis alone, Isaiah alone, and so forth. Second, Paul says the books are useful towards certain goals, including teaching. But being useful merely means that something makes a contribution, not that it is uniquely and exclusively sufficient. Third, while the scriptures contribute to the goal of making the man of God complete, equipped for every good work, they aren't the only things he needs. He also needs holiness, the charisms of the Holy Spirit, the correct understanding of the texts, and so on. The texts are not sufficient by themselves. Fourth, Sola Scriptura would only have been applicable after the apostles' deaths. See day 5. But Paul is not telling Timothy something new and meant to apply only after his death. He's saying something that was true then and had been true all along. He articulates this principle immediately after reminding Timothy that he had known the sacred scriptures, plural, from his youth, verse 15. This referred to the Old Testament, and Paul's principle was true when only the Old Testament existed, before any New Testament books were written. Christians living before any New Testament book was penned were still obliged to accept the elements of the Christian faith not found in the Old Testament. They didn't only become obligatory upon being written. See 2 Thessalonians 2:15. It's likely 2 Timothy wasn't the last book of the New Testament written, yet Paul expected Timothy to apply the principle immediately, not to wait until after Paul and all the other apostles were dead.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.